the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as he shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise, yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey everybody, welcome to Scaredy Cats. I'm your humble, gracious, and beautiful host, Daniel Hummer.
Hi guys, it's Mindy. I'm more beautiful than he is. You guys will see it one day.
And we're here to discuss the movie Freaky with Vince Vaughn. There's a lot to get into today, but first... make sure to check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Friday for the wrestling show Wednesday after AEW and their Hollywood Hangout movie review every Friday after SmackDown. Make sure to check us out Fridays at 6:30 for Unscripted Wrestling, Saturdays for Unscripted Unlimited between 6 and 8, and here at 3 p.m. for Scaredy Cats.
Yep, even though we're doing it a little bit earlier today.
Yeah, we're going at 2:30, but usually it's 3 p.m., so make sure to keep checking us out. And make sure to check us out at September 18th, Merchantville. Me and Doug will be there for the toy convention. And I think Eric will be there too. And we'll see what happens. We'll sell some toys, and it'll be a fun time. And if anyone wants to join the Scaredy Cats group on Facebook, make sure to keep joining that and the old school group. And let's get into it, Mindy. All
right. This is a... somewhat new movie that Daniel actually found for me, and he had me watch it and whatnot. And I'm gonna say one thing, guys. I really don't like Vince Vaughn as a horror actor. I really don't. But this movie was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll have to give it to him. I mean, it might be because when he was the killer, he didn't speak. So that might be why. And he wore a mask.
Yeah.
But when he was playing the teenage girl, it felt like a regular Vince Vaughn movie.
Yeah. His comedic chops really came out here. And, like, you can chalk it up to it's like the classic Freaky Friday. There's not really much new here. Like, it's not original. But...
no, I mean, especially when they pull the knife out at the beginning of the movie. It's like, really?
Yeah.
That is so obvious.
And it's pretty much, you know, Vince Vaughn is a teenage chick. But I like a lot of things about this movie. And this movie released last year kind of during the Pandusky stuff in 2020. So it only made about it made $16 million on a $6 million budget.
Which is pretty good. That's like $10
million. Yeah. So they made some money. Catherine Newton's in this as well as Millie. And she's a nice young actress that I've been enjoying following her a lot.
Yeah, she's a really sweet little girl. She started... in a lot of Lifetime movies, actually. And then she got a part in Paranormal Activity 4.
Yes, that's the one with that Robbie kid that I put on my list.
Yeah.
Scary Kids.
Yeah.
She was in Blockers with Cena. She did the... I think most people know her from Detective Pikachu. But she's also going to be in the Marvel Universe with Ant-Man and the Wasp, the new one.
Yeah.
So she's a...
she's getting big,
yeah.
Thank God. Because she... Like I said, there's been a Lifetime actor for like 3-4 years.
Yeah. I feel like she's been around for a while, so it's nice her getting her due. I think this is a different spin on a horror movie. I like putting that with the Freaky Friday concept. What do you think, Mindy?
I think, honestly, I would put it more with Freaky Friday and also the movie The Hot Chick.
Yeah.
With, what was his name?
Sudeikis and maybe Reynolds. I know Jason Sudeikis was the guy, one of the guys.
Hot Chick?
Yeah. It's Sudeikis and somebody.
No,
oh, not
no,
Hot
no.
Chick. That's Rob Schneider.
Yeah, that was Rob Schneider. I was trying to figure out his name. We got it, guys.
That's the Switch.
But it's kind of like the same thing in the Hot Chick as far as the Switch goes.
Yeah.
Even though they do it with earrings. But it's kind of the same concept. It's a curse.
Yeah.
And they switch bodies and they have a time.
I feel like there's been a
million
of these movies.
There really has, but not really in horror.
No, not in horror.
Is the thing, because those tropes normally stay away from horror, just like in Happy Death Day, which is a lot like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Because that's usually more of a comedic trope. Like the one I just mentioned with Sudeikis, that's The Switch. It has a similar, you know.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
yeah.
It does.
But it's like it's there's so many that, you know, it's hard to remember which one.
Yeah, there's so many comedy ones out there.
Yeah.
Like comedy and family film.
I thought this was a nice switch at it for a couple reasons. One main reason is in these movies, I think you see more than one or the other. Like The Hot Chick, that's a Rob Schneider movie.
Yeah.
Yes, the girl had Rob Schneider in her, and you see that for a couple scenes. But you usually
Rachel McAdams is not the star of that movie.
Yeah, you usually just see him with the teenage girl personality.
Yeah.
I think this did a really good job of showing you both.
Absolutely.
You see him act like a girl and try to figure out everything and hang out with the friends, which the friends are spectacular, by the way.
Yeah, they really are.
And you see her going on this serial killer rampage, which you thought you might not see much of her, but you do. And that it's like, it's really good. And that's where I give props to Catherine Newton, because she became a full-on serial killer.
She really did. She
played the part.
She didn't even talk for like 20 minutes.
And what she did, it was like menacing things.
Yeah.
And then she started, like, playing the teenage girl thing just to, like
kill
to freak
people.
Them out. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, it's him, it's him. It's like she started being smart and shit. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Because she started to know that, like, wait a minute, these kids are coming back to get me. So that means that I'm going to switch bodies again. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So I think it did that very well, is showing both and keeping you interested in both sides of the spectrum.
Absolutely. But they also didn't saturize it either.
No. It wasn't too much on either side.
No.
I mean, the way they set it up with the dagger and shit, it was a bit corny. But with these movies, you kind of expect that a little bit. It's hard to make this, like, realistic and not corny, you know?
It really is. I mean, honestly, I just wish that, like, the knife would have been hidden better.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been a thing that, like, one of the kids pulled out and whatnot. Like, to me, that's really corny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they had to do what they had to do. You had to find the knife, so.
Like, I like the writing and the screen. Like, the writing's good and the dialogue's good. I do think that the plot is a bit, like, it's just a basic run-of-the-mill plot. I think the performance is kind of, like, driving. Like,
yeah.
Vince Vaughn and Catherine Newton and the friends Josh and Nyla really make the movie. And it's not just, like, it really blends the horror side of it is more like the gory, cool kills for us, which is dope. It's not, like, creepy. Like, there's a couple jump scares, but it's not, like, a creepy horror movie.
No, and you guys know we don't jump. Not on this podcast.
Yeah, but it doesn't even really try to make you jump. It just, like, it combines the cool kills of horror movies with comedy. And, I enjoyed it.
It's kind of like a spoof movie. Like, you all know that my favorite spoof movie is I Know What You Did. You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th. Love it.
Yeah.
And I'll have to say, this movie kind of played out like that one a little bit. It kind of seemed like a parody on other ones.
Yeah, a bit.
A bit, but it didn't take it too far.
Yeah. It felt a little more like just meta and not parody, you know?
It was aware of itself.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too aware. So.
And those scenes, like the scene at the beginning where he's just the butcher and he fucks up those kids and finds the dagger. And the scene where he's chasing Millie when she tells the friends to go home and her mom's
he's
drunk.
He's creepy.
Like, those are actually creepy, like, slasher. Like, if you see it in an actual, like, rated, well, I don't know if this
it was.
But if you see it in, like, a horror movie that's meant to be a horror movie, that's a creepy scene. You know?
I know. He had a creepy mask, guys. He was looking like Jason up in this bitch.
Yeah, he was.
It was creepy, and he didn't say a word. And I will say, Vince Vaughn, I'm sorry, buddy, you're not aging well, but get into more horror because you look the part now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think when you think of Vince Vaughn in horror, you think of that terrible fucking Psycho.
Oh, my God, Psycho.
But here, I like them because he does have that creepy face. Like, even in Psycho, he had the creepy face, but it's the same fucking movie.
He was too awkward.
Yeah, it was too awkward.
He was way too awkward to be Norman Bates.
And it wasn't a different movie. Like, you can't do a remake and have it be the same exact thing. Same
script. You can't have it be the same as that script, same exact name. Like, because then everyone's going to know what the hell's happening.
Yeah. And it's like you're not doing anything different with it whatsoever.
No, that movie was not original.
It shouldn't have been made.
No.
But this, I like the way because, first of all, it shows, because there was a good story in this too.
There really was.
With the alcoholic mother and her little crush on the boy who
turned
out to be a sweet kid.
And her sister who was trying to take care of her.
Yeah. and the two friends that just kind of want to protect her. Like, there was a lot of, like, Millie is a very, like, you want to attach yourself to this character. You feel for her, especially when she's a Vince
Vaughn. She's an underdog.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, and even before she was in Vince Vaughn's body and you see how the people at school interact with her, I feel bad for the poor thing.
Yeah, she got bullied.
She was really bullied. And she expected it.
And it really, it says something to how Millie can, you know, make her personality and make herself look weak and then also be very confident as a serial killer. Mm-hmm. It also says something about the makeup department. Because when you can get a pretty chick to look very not pretty, like it's hard for me in those movies, right, where a girl's, like, supposed to be, like, bullied and ugly, and then she has that scene where she's really hot, and then everyone's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but she... That's the thing, though. She was never really that ugly.
She wasn't ugly, but they did a good...
She dressed like a bag lady.
Yeah, they did a good job of making her seem undesirable.
Yeah.
And then she really seemed very desirable after. And some of the lines, like, she dedicated... Like, what she said about her her nanny fucking drying up to the one kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was trying to get with her. And...
Yeah, guys, it was good.
This was the one movie, too, where all the kills were all people that sucked, so you don't give a shit.
I know.
And I wasn't
so
mad
awesome.
At it. Usually you would think, well, there's no investment there. But you're invested in the other characters that are trying not to get killed.
Exactly,
so then you see
and you hate
characters.
The other ones that screw with them. Like, Kyler, I hated her.
I hated the chick. I mean, she was funny.
She was funny, but I hated her.
Yeah, she is every teenage girl in a high school right now. But the teacher was a fucking... prick, man. Seeing him get sliced in half was satisfying.
Yeah, it was.
We've seen that.
We have seen that.
We saw it recently.
Fear Street.
Yeah.
We saw it recently and whatnot. But it's something about using your environment, guys.
And there's something about a 17-year-old girl doing it.
Yeah.
Like, stabbing you in the neck. And she was, like, really vicious in a part
of
the role.
And that's more sinister. Like, I've explained to you all before with our scary kids list and everything. Like, sometimes to be a scary kid or scary teenager, you don't really have to do anything.
Yeah.
You just got to be creepy looking and kill people.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that she didn't do a great job, because she did.
Yeah.
She did an amazing job. Less is more.
Yeah.
And I also think that having her just be a singular killer also worked in their advantage as well, because normally when it's teenagers or young children, they tend to involve a few different ones.
Yeah. That's all you needed was her. And
but
I like how
you needed her.
And I like how the butcher, being in her body, struggled with being a teenage girl, which kind of the only plot hole that didn't make sense to why she was fighting them and wanted to stay in the body, that didn't make too much sense to me, because he was getting pissed off at the body. He's like, this body's useless, when she's trying to fucking break through the door.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand why she was trying to kill them so she could stay in the body.
Well, I think it's because she realized
it's a different face, and no one will ever
know. Yeah, no one will ever know what she was, and that she was the butcher. Someone else is going to go down for her crime.
Yeah.
So
I get it there.
That was like an act of desperation, I feel.
Yeah. But I like how it's like she's dealing with the body, and she's trying to do her power stuff, and she's like, this body's you. Like, she's getting pissed off at it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And like... another reason I like this movie is in some of these Freaky Friday type things, you don't really, but like Rob Schneider did a good job at acting like a girl and stuff, but
yeah,
still,
but the girl didn't really do a good job at acting like him.
You don't always believe that one person is another person. It's hard to do that. The whole time I felt that Vince Vaughn was a teenage girl, and the whole time I thought Millie was a psycho killer. She never acted like the old Millie. She never like showed any like personality,
nothing.
Yeah, it was just like those two were committed to their characters, and I think that's what drives the movie.
Yeah, it's like they hung out with each other for like a year.
Yeah, and I really liked it, and I like it. I'd rather it was horror like this, and he was a different character than her just being like Vince Vaughn. You know?
Yeah,
I like that they had it. He's a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. He's creepy.
He is.
When he doesn't speak.
Yeah. He's very, and then he talks like a girl. It's like, oh, it's been fun.
and he's got the wrist flapping.
Oh, him running away and flailing his arms.
My goodness.
Is my favorite part of the movie.
It was amazing, guys. Like, seriously. It's on HBO Max. Check it out.
And commitment to the role for being able, and also commitment for a young actor in that hooker dude, or Booker, whatever the hell his name is.
Booker!
Because, now he gets to be the guy at school. It's like, I made out with Vince Vaughn. but the fact that both of those grown men decided to kiss each other for the love of the movie, it's like, good for you guys.
Yeah.
And when it comes to kissing men, I got to bring up my favorite character in the movie, Mr. Josh. For a gay, for a, sorry, homosexual man in this movie, he is fucking hilarious.
He really is.
And he's like he even plays on the tropes, you're black, I'm gay, we're dead. Like, and he's funny. Like, and he's so, like, my favorite scene in the movie is when they leave Millie, who has the butcher in her, tied up at Josh's house, and they go to, like, try to, it's like the third act, they go to solve and see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
and he, and his mom shows up, and she just sees Millie tied up, and she's like, it's role-playing, like, role-playing is a sex game, isn't it? And then Millie's like, that, like, nodding her head, yes, like, and she's like, and he's like, I waited forever to tell you, but I'm straight. And then she's like, Josh, you've never been straight a day in your life, and Millie starts laughing, and I was dying.
Yeah, that was good. That was great.
And then she went at, I really thought, I think it did a good job at keeping the characters alive that you liked.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm glad, like, for someone that likes seeing death, especially in these type of movies, I think it was cool that they didn't kill all the, like, Josh didn't need to die.
Yeah.
I'm glad Josh lived to the end. I'm glad Nyla lived to the end. You could have killed his mom off just for a crazy scene, but I'm glad they didn't do all that. It still kept me scared and invested, and the deaths I did see were cool. Now, when we're talking about best deaths, what would you give the top spot? Because there's a lot to pick from here.
I would have to hit the first act in the movie. And I would have to say that my favorite is the wine bottle.
Yeah.
And that's because, guys, I've seen this done every once in a while in other movies, like Sorority Row was a big one. And the bottle never shattered through the person's neck like it should. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
That was
seeing the glass
awesome.
Come out of the neck was a crazy visual to start the movie.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I was watching this Friday night with my aunt, and I didn't know what type of – I thought it'd be a little more teeny bopper. I didn't know it was rated R. I didn't check it, so it's like this might be a PG-13. They might, like, just do off-screen kills and shit, make it more comedy. And then I saw that. I'm like, oh, they're going to take it there.
And my second favorite kill has to be the racket, tennis racket.
Yeah, the racket was good.
All right, go ahead, Daniel. Favorite kill. I think that's the least.
I was about to say, you're taking all the good ones off the fucking board. I do have a soft spot for the saw. That's not where I'm going with, though. But the way when she stabbed him in the neck during that saw thing, and
yeah.
he took it out and the blood squirts off, I love that type of shit. I'm going to have to cheat. Since you said two, I'm going to have to cheat and do a 3-in-1 when the meatheads are trying to do a gangbang on her.
Oh, yeah.
And they just seem like three of the most unlikable high school douchebags. You've seen them everywhere. If you went to school, you've seen them. And the kid's talking about, oh, you got three holes, so it's a perfect match. It's like, and I'm just waiting. It's like, just fuck him up, girl. Like, just do it. Like, I've seen what she's capable
she's like
of
resin.
At this point. It's like, just let it happen. She slits the one kid's throat. She fucks the other kid up. Then she goes at him with a chainsaw. And,
she's like a teenage Harley Quinn.
Yeah. And it was so fun. And not even that was my favorite part and what makes it the kill. It's them. I love when people find the bodies after and they're all fucked up.
Yeah.
When they found them and they're all in a circle like this with their throats hanging off and their necks barely on their
body.
Yeah,
that was good.
It was like, all right, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So I really like that.
Yeah. And, like, the blood was actually blood-colored, which I appreciate. I love that.
Yeah.
It wasn't too... red, wasn't too fake.
Yeah.
So that was good.
It's just funny because I got to give this movie to the actors because
mm-hmm.
I feel like all these other scenes, like when Vince Vaughn's trying to prove to Nyla and Josh that he is her, and any other movie, I feel like that would be corny and I wouldn't get much laughs out of it. But
yeah.
I felt myself belly aching during this one because just the way they all pull it off and they're hitting him with the pants, he's like, ah, stop hitting me! And he's like freaking out and then he does their like little, like,
and finally he's like, I love Cooper!
Yeah.
Or whatever his name is. I don't think his name is.
Yeah, it's like, what's your favorite movie? It's like, I say it's this, but it's really
Booker.
Pitch Perfect too.
Yeah.
And it was just funny the way, like, they all did such a good job.
They really did. Hats off to all of them. Because the script, honestly, really could have fell through.
Yeah, because it's not the biggest material. You know?
No.
Any other actors could have fucked this up.
Yeah.
But it's just everyone was kind of committed to it and wanted to make it good, funny, and a little scary too. And it really delivered on that.
Absolutely. It was definitely like a roller coaster ride.
This is one, though, that I say, go watch it, enjoy it, but also, I don't need a sequel. there's not really much you can get after this without it being corny and stupid. Just enjoy this for what it was, a standalone movie. We need more of those anyway, and just let it be.
Yeah.
We don't need another one. We don't need to build off it.
Yeah, we need to stop with the sequels, guys.
As much as I can get into it, love seeing franchises and shit. Some movies just have to stand alone. I think this is one of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the fourth decade. This is the fourth decade, guys, that we're having another trifecta of Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Why?
We
don't need it.
Franchises sell.
So, I mean, the only reason why Jason's gone is because the movie makers of 2009 got sued.
Yeah. I mean, they're running out of original ideas, too. Like, this isn't really an original idea.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is. It's a mesh of different ideas to make an original idea, but
yeah.
It's still, like,
and
like
it very
stuff.
Well could have been very, very stupid.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
I think that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
It's because walking into it, I'm like, oh, this could be really bad or really good. And
but it was
ladder.
Surprising.
Yeah, it was. I liked everybody.
Mm-hmm. And Vince Vaughn, like I said, dude, with how old you're getting and how you look, get into more horror.
Yeah.
Get into slashers, man. You could be the next Jason.
Do some good special effects and fuck his face up a little bit. He could very well be Jason.
He really could. He could be like the next Leatherface or the next Jason.
Because he's
something.
A big, tall, beefy dude. Too,
yeah.
So he just looks the menacing part. Especially the way he didn't talk. He didn't need to talk.
No.
But you got to do it in a movie where he can't talk because he's got that nice, soft Vince Vaughn voice. So he's like, I'm going to
yeah,
fucking
I don't
kill you.
Like, yeah, but I don't like that. When he talks. And
that's
shit.
What I'm saying. I don't want him to talk
yeah.
if you're going to do that. Make him a Jason or something where he doesn't have to talk.
Exactly.
Because if he, like, talks with that nice soft voice, it'll take me out of the movie.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to touch here? I know this is kind of a shorter one, but...
I would have to say, really, no. I think we've covered, actually, anything, everything. Like we said, it is on HBO Max, so go
yeah.
and check it out. It is... really good.
Yeah, if you like just story and heartwarming moments too and you want to see a little gore with that, go see it too because it has that. The whole, I really was into Millie and Booker and that little relationship and she's got the crush and he's the nice guy but hangs out with the jocks. I've seen it done, but it was done well here.
Yeah, it was.
And her relationship with her friends is really nice too and how they stuck by her no matter what.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Mm-hmm. But I will have to say, guys, I think we've covered it all.
Yeah.
They're coming to an end.
You gotta do your rating.
I would have to rate this a good 7.5. Just because I can't give it a full 8, because to me it wasn't exactly a horror movie. It was a horror comedy.
Yeah.
So we're a horror movie channel, so I can't completely give it a solid 8. But for what it was really, really good.
Yeah. I'd have to completely agree. I'd give it a 7.5, too. I thought for having, like, all that stuff, like, that we already talked about, like, a premise and a script and all that could probably have done a bad movie and the fact that it was still good. And there wasn't one time where I was like, I want this to be over.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do. So the fact it kept me entertained, laughing, like this a couple times, it was nice. So
yeah.
I give it a 7.5, too. What are we doing next week, Mindy?
Next week, guys, we are going to go back to HBO Max for another movie called 13 Ghosts. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it. My friend over here forgot that he ever watched it, so it's going to be really funny watching him watch it again. very, very good horror movie. Awesome. Not even awesome kills, but just the ghosts alone are enough to make your skin crawl. But I'll tell you guys right now, I was petrified of this movie for like 6 months. Nothing ever really scares me. So if you get a horror movie that creeps me out, you did a good job.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to do 13 Ghosts. That's going to be starring the star of Monk, Tony Shalhoub,
mm-hmm.
and also our boy who played Stu. And Scream is also in it, Matthew Lillard.
Oh, yeah.
So at this, we're going to bid you adieu. I'm going to give you a big kick.
Have a good one, everybody.
Have a good night.